97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Aggressive yellow jackets are all the buzz around Wisconsin right now. Reports from outdoor eateries everywhere from Green Bay to Milwaukee say this year seems worse than ever for bees swarming tables. And it's not just restaurants with outdoor seating that are seeing the activity. This is the time of year when just filling up your car a bit too close to the garbage can at a gas station could result in a sting worse than the price at the pump. Experts say a combination of factors are making this year especially bad for the swarming pests. Dr. Michael Draney is a professor of biology at UW-Green Bay. Draney says unlike bees that are pollinators, yellow jackets are predatory, typically feeding on bugs. But as summer turns to fall and bugs die off, wasps need to find another food source, and they can get aggressive. Plus, this time of year, Draney says yellow jackets need quick, efficient energy to survive. That means sugar, making your soda, birthday cake, or beer especially enticing. Experts say recent milder winters have led to more wasps surviving, meaning more nests. One thing they suggest you could do is put a high source of sugar out to lure them away from your table to that other food source, but it's something they say we're going to have to deal with for a while, at least until the first hard freeze. A new federal voter fraud investigation push is expected to include Wisconsin, according to CNN. It comes as the November midterm election gets closer. It's reported that Homeland Security plans to pursue leads, conduct interviews, and help prosecutors review possible cases through mid-October. DHS says only American citizens should be choosing American leaders, but experts have said widespread voter fraud has not been shown in recent elections. The agency has not released details on any Wisconsin cases. Six Wisconsin law enforcement agencies are ending their use of Flock safety license plate reader cameras. The Racine County Sheriff's Office and five agencies in Fond du Lac County recently announced they were discontinuing the systems. Officials said they learned Flock's technology went beyond traditional license plate reading after the company offered Sheboygan 5 years of collected traffic volume and speed data. Several police officials say they did not know the cameras were collecting additional information. The agencies joined Kenosha and Sheboygan, which are seeking to cancel their Flock contracts. The Green Bay Landmarks Commission is taking action against a historic downtown building that's more than 100 years old. The property has reportedly sat vacant for more than 10 years, with plastic covering its upper windows for the past 2 years. The designation allows the city to order repairs and potentially complete safety work at the owner's expense. City officials say little progress has been made despite repeated warnings, while the owner says contractors have been hired and potential buyers are interested. The building is the second property in Green Bay to receive a demolition by neglect designation. 42 locations in Wisconsin are receiving grants to build electric vehicle charging stations. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation made the announcement on Tuesday. The project, which totals $25 million, was secured through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. A Madison elementary school is going by a new name. The City Board of Education recently voted to change the name of Conrad LVM Elementary to Ada Deer Elementary, honoring a former Menominee tribal leader. She passed away 3 years ago at the age of 88, but not before helping restore federal recognition of her tribe. LVM, a former president of UW-Madison, had ties to racial discrimination decades ago, leading to the change. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Cubs 8-6. Manager Pat Murphy on his team completing a three-game sweep of the visiting Cubs.
Definitely pleased. Definitely felt like we came to play. Our focus was good. We pitched great. We played good defense. Did a lot of great things.
Milwaukee's Logan Henderson retired the first 9 batters he faced using that changeup pitch he's added to his arsenal. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, he's got a very good changeup. you know, we did a good job with pitches. We just did, but we didn't square any balls up. So we made him work for his outs. You know, I don't think we squared up a baseball against them.
So the Brewers have the night off before hosting the Reds tomorrow night at 6:45. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers at home Saturday night against Eastern Illinois. The Packers play the Vikings Sunday at 3:25. Green Bay is now 3-4 at U.S. Bank Stadium since Matt LaFleur took over as head coach. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a sunny, gorgeous day today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortable. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.